item from this morning, 633.
Amend contract with Infotech and Consulting, Inc. to increase the not-to-exceed amount to $1,545,000 for the implementation, support, and maintenance of a new environmental compliance information management system.
Commissioner Fish.
Mayor, my first question was, who the hell pulled this thing? And then I guess Carla clarified that I pulled it.
We have a two-hour presentation, but in the interest of time, we're going to do it in 3 minutes. This ordinance supports the Bureau of Environmental Services in implementing a new system to manage data for 4,000 commercial and industrial users. The new system will improve management of data across multiple work groups, improve data security and integrity, and improve transparency to the public by making it easier and quicker to retrieve data in response to public inquiries. Matt Kriblitz, BES Compliance Manager, is here with a very brief presentation. Matt, take it away.
Thank you, Commissioner Fish, and thank you, Council, and good morning. along with me is Baron Howe, our Division Manager of Mapping Data.
We're all still laughing. I think that's great.
And Application Services. I am the Environmental Compliance Division Manager for the Bureau of Environmental Services. Our objective in my division is to protect the city's sanitary and stormwater sewer systems and local water quality through a number of programs. And we do that with industrial pretreatment and alternative discharge control programs, which are permitted programs for sanitary, industrial stormwater maintenance inspection program for private stormwater facility inspections, outfall basin investigations, incident investigations, pollution complaint investigations, and our fats, oils, and grease program. These programs regulate many of the same customers and share data. However, the individual programs use a variety of disparate systems to manage data, including BES-developed applications, a commercial product, spreadsheets, and various paper and electronic files. We require an environmental compliance information management system to effectively and consistently track the commercial and industrial users' compliance with regulatory requirements to properly protect the city's sanitary and stormwater systems. The data management system will be used to track data for each of these regulatory programs in a single system, including information about regulated industries, requirements for inspection, monitoring, and reporting, and compliance with those requirements. The data management system will address data security, data integrity, data accessibility, and operational efficiencies. After a competitive vendor product process, we selected Infotech and Consulting. We're going to run this system. We're going to develop this system in a multi-phase process. Phase one, which we have basically completed already, is the planning phase. That was a not-to-exceed value of $232,776. The second phase, to mitigate risk, and as recommended by procurement services, the contract payments are set out as firm fixed prices based on accepted deliverables, not time and materials. Procurement services also recommended that the contract intentionally facilitate future planned amendments for implementation for each of these specific projects, programs, and for maintenance and support of the system. So that's all covered. So phase two is the implementation, and that's including the system configuration and customization, data migration, interface with other systems, including our lab analysis, report development, testing, and training. And then each development planned amendment for implementation of one or more program will again be firm fixed price that is tied to a specific statement of work. The project was reviewed by BTS, and Liz Mitchell with BTS is available here as well, BTS determined that it was not subject to the Technical Oversight Committee, and partly that's because it resolves a specific need for one division. It won't be used by other bureaus or the public. The one big external benefit to this system is that we will be able to expedite public records requests by searching from one point instead of searching multiple systems. And I can take questions, or Baron or Liz Mitchell could take any technical questions.
Colleagues? Very good. Is there any public testimony on this item?
I'm sorry, this was pulled. I didn't have a
633.
Yeah.
No, very good. This is any final words? This is a first reading of a non-emergency ordinance. It moves to second reading. Thank you, gentlemen. All right. That